This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The Israeli army says it struck several Houthi targets in western Yemen following a fatal drone attack by the rebel group in Tel Aviv the previous day. The Israeli strike Saturday appeared to be the first on Yemeni soil since the Israel-Hamas war began in October. A number of quote-unquote military targets were hit in the western port city of Hodeidah, a Houthi stronghold, the Israeli army said, adding that its attack was, quote, in response to the hundreds of attacks carried out against the state of Israel in recent months, end quote. Soldiers patrolled the deserted streets of the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka on Saturday during a curfew meant to quell deadly student-led protests against government job quotas that have killed at least 110 people this week. Mia Wormsley from Reuters reports.
Since Thursday, the country's been cut off from the world. Internet and text messaging services have been shut down. But the demonstrations have continued in spite of a ban on public gatherings. Data from hospitals there shows the clashes have killed over 100 people and injured thousands. And with the death toll climbing, the government imposed the national curfew and deployed the military. Students in the South Asian country are angry about controversial quotas for government jobs. They include setting aside 30% of those jobs for the families of those who fought for independence from Pakistan in 1971. The government had scrapped the quota system in 2018, but a court reinstated it last month.
Mia Wormsley from Reuters. Longtime United States Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas, who helped lead federal efforts to protect women from domestic violence and recognize Juneteenth as a national holiday, has died. She was 74 years old. For additional stories 24 hours a day, you can visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Family members and supporters of Israeli hostages taken to Gaza on October 7th called on Saturday for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to announce a deal to free the hostages before he flies to the United States to address Congress.
Tonight, before we board the plane to D.C., announce that you will seal this deal with no new terms or conditions, no tricks, no deceit.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Friday a long-sought ceasefire between Israel and the U.S.-designated terrorist group of Hamas was within sight. A rapidly growing chorus of Democratic lawmakers called Friday for President Joe Biden to drop his reelection bid. However, a lot of voters don't think the candidate should be changed. Dion Forrest is 90 years old in 2 weeks and does not agree that Biden should drop out.
People think because you're old, you're not worth that much. This is what I've seen. And that's why Biden, yes, he's getting older, but he still has the same niceness, the same intelligence. I feel he should continue to run.
The president's team insisted he's ready to return to the campaign this coming week to counter what he called a dark vision laid out by Republican nominee Donald Trump. 11 are dead and dozens missing after a highway bridge in China collapses. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Chinese authorities say more than 10 people are dead and dozens more are missing after the partial collapse of a highway bridge in the country's northwest following heavy storms and flooding. A Chinese news agency photo shows a section of the bridge snapped and folded down close to a 90-degree angle into the rushing brown water below. Search and rescue operations are underway. A similar number of people are missing in China's southwest, where houses were recently wrecked by storms, along with damage to roads and bridges. China's western provinces are particularly prone to flooding and landslides due to mountainous landscapes and forceful rivers that run through them. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Internet security expert Sally Walker, who used to run the United Kingdom's government communications headquarters, spoke on Sky News about what companies are and must do going forward after the CrowdStrike global outage debacle.
The supply chains that have been affected, the business travel that's been affected, the wider consequences around the globe, those have been built into contingency plans and exercises so that the teams who have to deal with the crisis response are as best prepared as they possibly can be.
CrowdStrike says the problem occurred when it deployed a faulty update to computers running Microsoft Windows. Microsoft said 8.5 million devices were affected. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.